and welcome to 365, and today we are going to talk about high intensity training and how we include that into our day and why do we include it into our day. So first up, high intensity training is really what they call burst training. So it's where you're training at your full capacity for 30, 40, 45 minutes. And the point of this is to increase our growth hormone, to increase our dopamine levels in the blood, and also just to get oxygenation through the body, get that heart rate as high as we can get it, so that your metabolism then starts a new wave of metabolism throughout the day. Now, the best time is obviously first time in the morning, when you are still in what we call that fasting stage. You've been fasting throughout the night, the body is going through that rest and recovery stage, and now you've woken up. You know, we want to give the brain the best form of energy for the morning, get that oxygen pumping, get the heart rate flowing, drop that glucose levels, which normally are generally high in the mornings. If you did test yourself, you'd see that you're probably a little bit high, and eating first thing in the morning can obviously push that glucose back up. So we really want to do that naturally. We want to get that growth hormone firing in the brain. We want to get that dopamine levels up so that we can go through the day eating well and not eating because we've got low energy. Yeah, we only eat when we have low energy because we want that sugar or that glucose to rise again. And that's what they have, those peaks. You know, we have those peaks during the day where we're up and down, up and down. So the key is to keep that even, and we want to peak it, our heart rate, rather than our increase in food rate. So that's the first step. You know, some people say that RPM or high intensity training is good in the evenings. And again, that's because we want to, you've gone into that low state, that rest and recovery. We want to peak that again so that when you go to bed, you can then just rest and calm the full body down. But you will need to do some research on that. I'm not an expert, so definitely Google it. Google high intensity training. Is it best in the morning? Is it best at night? But through my own research, and through a doctor I follow, Dr. Pomper, that is what I've learned over the years as well. So the best, you know, why do we even want to do that? Why do we even want to increase our exercise or increase our metabolism? The main reason is so that we can get the best out of our day. Our brains are running more effectively. We don't have that brain fog. We've got more clarity, more ideas. We have more energy throughout the day to give to our families, our children, our colleagues. And it just makes for a better life and happy, you know, that happiness in general. You know, we don't want to be taking a drug or a medication or anything else to give us that high. We really want to create that natural high, and to do that is through that high intensity training. So there was a few people out there asking about RPM, and that's what we call the spin classes. They generally run for 45 minutes, but how many steps? If you're trying to, you know, beat that, beat your iWatch or your you know, trying to tell you that you need to do a certain amount of steps each day, reaching those 10,000, 30,000 steps, a general 45-minute spin class roughly generates about 10,000 steps per minute. And again, that will determine on how high you push yourself during that class. If you can push your heart rate up higher, and then, you know, that's then generating more steps. But on average, it's around 10,000 steps. So that was a great question. But that's enough for today. I'll tune back in for episode number 4. Look forward to seeing you then.